I would go to Perimeter because they had other department stores. They had a Bloomingdale's and a Nordstrom. They have a bigger Macy's. And they had different types of stores. A lot of the times, North Point Mall didn't have a very big selection.
Okay. Well, in the downtown old Roswell area, mm-hmm. there are a lot of historical buildings and whatnot. Do you know personally anything about these buildings? For the areas like the squares?
Not really. I know that I had to do a lot of field trips when I was younger, and I had to do, like, I think there was a church or some kind of, I think it was a church that was turned into, like, a miniature hospital in the Civil War or something like that. Some nurse that was famous. I forgot her name. Something Barton, probably. And I know there's a really old house, and I feel like an idiot because I'm going to remember it when I come out of here. I have no idea what it's called right now, and it makes me mad, but it's like the oldest house in Roswell or something, and I toured that, so.
Do you know anything about a Bullock Hall?
That's the house, yes. No, I don't know anything about it. I learned about it one day, and then I forgot all about it. But that's the house, yeah.
And what about the Roswell Mill area? I mean, how would you describe that to somebody who asked?
How would I describe it? There's a nice little park area, and the mill's right across, and it's kind of like right by downtown Roswell, so it's cute and nice, but I really don't go down there a whole lot.
So you wouldn't say it's really important to the community that much?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's not important, but to me, I mean, if you're asking me, I don't do a whole lot of stuff with, like, in Roswell now, so. I mean, there are shops and stuff, but I would say downtown Roswell is a lot more important.
Does the city of Roswell ever put on celebrations, festivals, parades, anything like that, that you or people you know would have participated in?
Yeah, they do a few festivals, stuff like that. I know there's like a thing every Thursday of the month, it's called Alive After Five, and it's just kind of like an art festival, and, you know, retirees and people who live there just, you know, take carriage rides and eat food and stuff like that once a month. And there's music playing, and there's live bands at restaurants and stuff like that. Parades. I know there's a Roswell parade every year. I've never been to it, but I mean, some people like to do that, just having little kids throw candy out of trucks, but that's about it. That's about all I can think of.
That's funny. I want to return to the topic of schools quickly. Did you have a favorite teacher while you were there in high school, I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I really liked all my Spanish teachers. I really liked Mrs. She's really nice. Very helpful. And I really liked my teacher, Miss. She got me an internship my senior year. She was always, don't stress out, you know. I would just go to her, like, for advice about college, like applying to college and stuff like that. I could have a conversation with her like I could have a conversation with my mom.
What did you do for your internship?
I worked for a small town newspaper. Yeah. Wrote some stories.